John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK, Led Zeppelin, and Ramble On, the John DiBella Show. 60 degrees outside now, 60 degrees the expected high, 55 outside right now. Rain will continue into early this afternoon. Temperatures this weekend, not all that bad. We might see some scattered showers tomorrow. It'll be really nice on Sunday. Temperatures 71 and 60 for Saturday and Sunday. Speaking of those two nights, well, actually tonight and tomorrow night, for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. We are very happy for the return of the one and only Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, the return.
The return.
I like that. That's cool.
Well, Dave wasn't here the last time. Yeah. Here because he was off having a baby.
Right. I named him
Slacker.
Brad. I named him Brad.
You should. Was he? Was your baby a dwarf as well?
No, he came out with your goatee though.
That's very strange. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am a dwarf, a little person, a person of short stature. Actual dwarf, okay? Not like I was watching the NFL draft last night and they're like, oh man, Baker Mayfield, so short at 5'11". I will stab you in the neck. I mean, I'll need a trampoline to do it, but I'll do it. Like, he's so brave at 5'11". He's not brave. When he goes to the store, when he goes to the clothing store, all the clothes fit him, okay? He's not brave. He's never lived my life. He's never had to pick up a woman with Bob the Builder on his t-shirt, all right? That's brave. Shut up, Baker Mayfield, 5'11". So brave. Country boy. Anyway, I'm sorry. That just angered me because I would do horrible things behind a dumpster to be 5'11". It's like when these athletes, at the end of every game, they always put a microphone in front of their face, and whenever they win, they're like, man, no one thought I could do it. No one thought I could do it. It's like, I don't know. You're a 6'5 black guy. You run a 4.240. I think we had an assumption. I think we had an idea you could do it. You know, you're in the pros. I hate that comment. No one believed I could win. Listen, I'm 4'4". If I dunk, that's a no one believed I could do it. That one, that's when you're allowed to be like, no one saw that one coming. No one.
So
where'd we start for me to get to that point?
I had a baby.
Dave's baby.
Yeah, blame it on
Wait,
him.
How old's your baby now?
A little over a year.
All right, start sending me the clothes. I want free stuff. I want swag. Make sure it's good stuff. They got good baby stuff now. They got some like couture baby stuff that like rich people like to put their babies in. And I'm like, ooh, that looks nice. love this.
Where do you shop?
Where do I shop? Dude, honestly,
this looks like Kohl's, if I had to guess.
Yeah. No, the Baby Gap. Oshkosh. No. Basically, I shop wherever fits me, man.
Okay.
Thankfully, I'm about to get sponsored by a clothing company. I'm not allowed to say it yet.
Okay.
Which is like, why can't I say it? You're a clothing company. I like you. But they're about to start making me some clothes. Right. That's the thing. Because they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. My wife can sew and tailor.
Oh,
and the
okay.
way to a dwarf's heart is through sewing and tailoring. I don't care about your lasagna. Like, can you fix the cuff in my pant? Okay, like, that's like for a dwarf. That's like, ha ha. And yeah, I got married in the past year. I got married 7 months ago. My wife is tall. Ha! That's how you know I'm good at my job. People see my wife and they're like, wow, he must be very funny. Because, yes, she's a tall Asian woman. I got a hot, tall Asian woman. That's right, I got one of yours. I'm so happy right now. And she could sew.
My youth pastor growing up was actually a dwarf.
Your youth pastor?
Yes. And
dude, how are you going to be talking about God when a God obviously skipped you? How you gonna be there like, oh, the Lord is with me? Was he? Was he, or did he make you and go, ah, crap, I forgot to put all the legs on that one? Really? Your pastor?
You make a good point, but I brought it up because
I remember he baptize the babies? He can't even swim. What's he? He's baptizing in like 2 inches of water. They got that little pool. It's a bird bath, but for him, he's doing laps in between services.
Oh, God.
Your pastor was a dwarf?
He was. Youth pastor.
What?
He wasn't the
youth
A-list.
Pastor?
Yeah.
I don't even know, because, like, don't the preachers, don't they speak at a podium? Podiums mess dwarves up. That's the reason there'll never be a dwarf president, not because of some sort of prejudice or anything like that. Just podiums. The first speech would be like, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States. Son of a bitch! Like, it'd be horrible. Sorry, I keep interrupting you, I can't get over fact your youth pastor was a dwarf.
I remember my brother, though, saying when he saw his wife,
yeah.
Holy crap, daddy got a full grown.
A full grown?
Yeah.
That's a better name. No, yeah, I like my name for tall people. I like to call you guys reachers. That's what I use you for. When I'm at the supermarket, reach that for me, please. And you do. It's fantastic because you feel guilty. Because you feel that if you don't help the dwarf get his Cap'n Crunch, you'll go to hell. And it's true. You will. That's what the pastor should have been talking about. Get my cereal. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. How do you bring this up? I worked with a dwarf back in the day. Also.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did he do? I'm fascinated by other dwarfs' jobs.
I ran a movie theater in the East Village.
Okay.
And he was the ticket taker.
Yeah.
And he was in the booth, you know, selling tickets and stuff.
See, that makes sense. It's in a booth. He's got a stool.
But
you can see him.
Here's the thing.
All yeah.
Right, all right. He was a tough little guy too.
He
was always in leather and he had a motorcycle jacket and stuff.
Hell yeah.
And the Hell's Angels had their clubhouse a couple of blocks away, and they would come in and they would they might crack a joke toward him because all of a sudden they realize, oh look, it's a little guy.
Yeah. Right?
And then he would like jump off the stool and come out like
Yeah, I love it.
And I call him out. I'm going like, they're Hell's Angels. I don't care how tough you are.
But here's the thing that I've discovered is that if I'm ever at a bar or something, I'm out and like some guy makes me mad and I yell at him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about when a dwarf gets mad at you, people get terrified. I've screamed at like guys that look like they're O-linemen and they're petrified. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're like, if this guy is this much confidence to yell at me, I don't know if he knows something. I don't know if they think dwarves are magical and they're like, he's going to do a curse on me. I know he is.
It's the Leprechaun movies.
Yeah, he's going to go seem, seem, sada beam, and then now I'm a toad. Like, I don't know what it is. But like when dwarves get mad, but you have to be authentically mad. You can't like half-ass it. You can't just be like, hey, could you stop that? Like, you gotta be like, what up, mother? Like you gotta do that. But see, now here's the cool part about my life. I don't have to do that anymore. My wife is my enforcer.
Okay.
And legitimately, my wife is a fourth Dawn black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay.
She's wow. ranked. At one point, she was ranked number 2 in the nation.
Wow.
So
man.
That's who I roll with. And don't get me wrong, it's incredibly sexy, but it's terrifying. Because if she flips that switch, I'm dead. I'm dead. There's nothing I could do.
You lose your tailor.
Yeah! I don't want to do that. There's no dwarf defense for black belt. I can't throw down a smoke bomb like midget vanish. Like, I can't do that. I'm dead. So that's what I roll with now. So now, like, so all right, because I was watching the 76ers game the other night when they won. Okay,
all right.
And it was a great game. 76ers were playing awesome. I'm really happy for the city of Philly between the Eagles and Villanova, and now the Sixers are good again. Great. The only problem I had with the 76ers win is that after the win, Joel Embiid went up to Kevin Hart and straight up Lion Kingdom. He picked, yes, he picked up Kevin Hart. And I'm like, you don't pick up a little man. Don't, like, Joel Embiid, I love you. But if you try to pick me up, you'll need more than a face mask, my friend, okay? You'll need to have that face mask guarding a certain lower region of your body, because my legs will be kicking. Don't pick me up.
Brad Williams, you're going to hang, right?
Yeah, I'll hang.
Brad Williams is with us today. He's got two shows this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 at 10 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. Brad Williams is our guest. I've got a contest that I have to do here, but I can't do it for another minute because we guarantee people will do it at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
So there you go. Fill a minute.
I got one minute.
No pressure.
Wow, you sound like my wife. Fill a minute. You got one. Go for it. What foreplay? I don't know.
Brad Williams is back with us. You know, I look up, I'm sitting here, I'm reading this card, and I look up and I see the most evil smile on the planet going on in your face. I'm going, oh God, where's he going?
Okay, yes, because when you're talking about the keyword,
right,
you spelled it,
right,
motion, and I'm like, we shouldn't have to spell it.
Yeah, oh, no, I know.
You shouldn't, like, you know what? If you can't spell motion, you don't get $1,000.
Well, how many weeks have
how about that?
How many weeks have we been doing this now?
This is week four.
There's a specific number that we tell people to text, and they continuously text the wrong number.
Right.
Yeah,
or they
great.
Text
you don't
the
get
number,
the money.
We text the number they give them to the wrong number.
Great. Fantastic. I like it that things have to be a little harder. I don't like the participation trophy thing.
Right.
Where we got to make sure everyone's equal. No! No, we don't. And it's like, but my kid, if he gets last place, he needs a trophy or else he's going to feel like crap. He got last place! He's supposed to feel like crap! You lose, then you go home and you practice and maybe you don't suck as much the next year. The only trophy a last place kid should get should have a dad on it that says, this man didn't love you enough to practice with you. All right? That is all. Stop, baby. And you know what? And no one knows this more than the city of Philadelphia, because you guys are Eagles fans, and every year the Eagles sucked. Every year the biggest thing at the end of the year was like, well, we beat the Cowboys once, like that's all you could do, and then you won, and how good does that win feel?
Oh, it was the best.
It feels amazing. It feels so good. You want to know why it feels good? Because you struggled. If everyone got a Lombardi trophy at the end of the year and like, well, okay, like Patriots lost, you lost, but you get a trophy for hottest quarterback. Like, if you got that, no, trophy. You win, you get the trophy. You can't spell motion, you don't get the $1,000, all right? What if I can't spell it? Google. Okay, I don't know. That's how I know how to spell all the words. I don't know how to spell anything. I'm a 34-year-old man, which to this day, if you held a gun to my mother's head and looked at me and said, hey, spell definitely, I'd be like, nope. I'd have to look at mom and be like, sorry, mom. It's not going to happen for you. Hope you made your peace with God. I cannot spell that word for the life of me, but if there was a contest that said I could win $1,000, if I can spell definitely, I might learn to spell it. But I don't have to learn to spell it because my phone just spells it for me. But the phone should have a little more to it. It shouldn't just be like you misspell motion and go, did you mean M-O, like motion? No. It should be like, hey, dumbass. That's not how you spell motion. There's no C-H in motion. Idiot.
Now you
should shame you.
You appear to be an absolute sports junkie.
I am.
You know, now, were you able to play sports when you were a kid?
Yeah. I wrestled in high school, and which, by the way,
could have led to a completely different career.
Sure. Sure. No, but I've gotten standing ovations in front of a thousand seat theaters. I've done some amazing things in my career, of which I'm very thankful for. There is nothing that can compare to the look on a father's face when he realized his son just got pinned by a dwarf. Nothing's better. Nothing. Nothing's better. The shame. The shame on a father's face when he has to look at his kid and go, how this drive home is going to be interesting. Right? You know what I mean? Like, and you just know that kid, because for those of you who forgot or don't know, I am a dwarf, a little person. I'm 4'4". And I would wrestle, and I was good, and I would pin guys. And every time I'd be like, oh, I'm going to give this kid some, like, PTSD. Like, he's going to be like, he's going to be like watching Willy Wonka and just be like, that looks like the one that got me. You know, like, he's just going to be. No dad brags about that, you know? How fast is that dad going to change the subject the next day at work when all his friends were like, hey, how was your son's wrestling tournament? Oh, I don't know. Did you see the game? We didn't talk about that. See the game? He definitely didn't get pinned by a dwarf, if that's what you're assuming. That definitely didn't happen.
Now, have you ever been offered little people work?
Of course.
And how do you feel when you get that? Do you just take it? Or
no,
you,
I turn it down. Now I turn it down. But, I mean, I didn't always turn it down.
You needed money, right?
Yeah, sometimes you need a paycheck. The weirdest job I ever did. All right, I have two stories about this. The weirdest job I ever did is there's an artist. His name is Michael Goddard.
Okay.
He's a really cool artist. He does, like, Vegas-style artwork.
I know this guy. Yeah,
drinks and gambling and stuff like that. And frequently in his paintings, there's like olives and grapes that have personalities. They have arms and legs. So he would hire me to go to art shows and dress up as an olive or a grape and try to get people to buy these paintings. That was one of my earliest gigs. He paid amazing. I have nothing but good things to say about the man. I have a photo of me and Vince Neil from Motley Crue, and I'm dressed up as an olive, which is very weird. So, you do a lot of weird gigs, but the best part is when I got beyond that. Like, I had this very surreal moment this past holiday season. I was at the malls. I was going there. I was shopping for my family. And I got to the mall Santa. And I saw a dwarf dressed as an elf. And he looked up and he saw me. We locked eyes. And the shame. Shame that came over his face. He looked like one of those dogs from the Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercial. Like, you just wanted in the background for them to be playing, like, in the arms of the angel. Morgan Freeman comes on, like, every year thousands of little people are forced to dress up as elves and leprechauns for the price of half a cup of coffee. Not even a full cup of coffee. Half a cup of coffee. You could make sure these little people never have to don those bell-toed shoes again. So that was my moment where I'm like, you know what? I've made it. I don't have to do that stuff anymore. Now I can just do my stand-up, of which you can come see me this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow at Helium Comedy Club. What a fantastic comedy club, too.
Finish the read.
Tickets available at heliumcomedy.com or call it number 215-496-9001. But you're like, Brad, I want to watch the draft because the Eagles haven't made a pick yet. They traded it.
He's good.
You know what? All you can do is just read about it the next day. Go see live comedy. Go see a midget tell jokes. That story's going to win, okay? That story's going to beat any of your friends when your friends go, oh, we had a draft party. We had some hoagies. Is that how you pronounce it? I love the Philadelphia accent. The Philadelphia accent, to me, it just seems like you have a record player going on in your head. Because it's good. You can't tell what it is for the longest time. Then certain words happen. And you're like, there it is.
Phone.
Yeah. It's like you're talking, and all of a sudden, someone put their hand on the record. And it just stopped. It's like, yeah, it was a real hot day today, so we had to go down and drink a lot of water. Like someone just stopped it. It's fascinating. Hey, I come from Orange County where we got the bro accent, man. Where it's all, everyone talks like Keanu Reeves and goes, I am an FBI agent. So I can't talk S, okay? Like, I'm not saying we're better than you. We're not. It's a fun accent.
I realize I was supposed to stop after you gave the phone number.
I don't care.
Sean DiBella.
Won't you join me in my own private hell?
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.